Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cheese and Pickle.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me today is the TV producer and writer and all-round TV nerd, Vicky Thomas. Vicky, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
What have you brung me today?
I have brought you the beautiful, exciting, amoral, posh, kleptomaniac,
yes,
that is Philippa Vale,
off
of the Bergerac.
The Ice Maiden herself.
Yes.
I bloody
wonderful.
Loved her. Tell me why you've brought her. I know why, but tell me anyway.
She just gives no shits. She doesn't rely on being a dolly bird to get what she wants. She just goes and does what the fuck she likes.
She's amazing.
And manages to outwit pretty much everyone.
All the men. So to clarify, series called Bergerac, if you haven't seen it, why are you listening to this programme? Go away. But so Bergerac was an 80s detective drama set in Jersey, on the island of Jersey, starring John Nettles as the titular detective.
John Nettles.
Beautiful John Nettles. More of him later. And Lisa Goddard, famous at the time for, I think, being married to Alvin Stardust and being on Give Us a Clue. Was she on Give
Us a Clue
at the same time?
Yes, it was
Lisa
around about
that. Goddard. That's how they sung her name in the opening titles.
Give us a clue.
But she suddenly turned up. I think there was an episode called The Ice Maiden, which introduced her in a black wig, naked. She was naked in the first episode. I don't remember anyone ever being naked in Bergerac, but she was naked. Or certainly her body double was. But she's introduces this con woman who dresses up and pretends to be somebody. She's not, kind of like a dolly bird. She pretends to be ditzy, but it turns out she's this uber cool jewel thief.
She's like Raffles the gentleman thief.
Yeah.
She's a posh lady who is clearly a kleptomaniac.
Yes.
But will only, you know, it's not as if she goes down to, I don't know, Body Shop and nicks lip balm.
Nuh-uh.
She goes and steals fine wines, largely diamonds.
Mostly
that's
diamonds.
That's her thing. You get the impression that she doesn't need to. She really probably doesn't need to. She just does it for shits and giggles.
She's bored. I think there's a brilliant, because in the first episode where they introduce her character, there's a conversation between her and this greengrocer. She walks into a greengrocer's and she tips out into his scales some diamonds and says, "What are you paying for carrots these days?" Great line, Ice Maiden. And he's sort of like, "Oh, we come into the back room," and tips them into a paper bag and off they go. But she has this conversation with him about why he's saying, you know, the heat's getting a bit much. Everyone knows where your latest tools come from. You need to go and have a brackets long holiday. And she's saying, "I can't." And the suggestion is not that she needs the money, but she'd just be bored.
Yes.
He's like, "You've got money. You're beautiful. Why don't you retire? Why
it's
don't you
hobby.
Go and marry someone?" And she's like, "That's a dead end. I would be bored."
Some people have knitting. Some people collect stamps.
Yeah.
She nicks diamonds.
She needs danger.
And that's where she's perfect with Jim Bergerac.
Well, that's where the attraction is. So she's wrong. She's dangerous. She's danger.
She's cleverer than him.
Exactly. And
she's
a man of the law.
Boring old Susan who sits there at her estate agents and goes, "Oh, I'm so fed up."
Yeah, exactly. Who would you rather have a bit of, well, let's face it, horizontal fun with? I know who. It's the Ice Maiden. It's the frickin' Ice Maiden. She is just so alluring and so, like you said, doesn't care and seems to be quite reckless. And normally that role goes to a man. It's like, I think it's the first time I saw a woman being, I mean, it was aspirational. She was a jewel thief. Like, how cool is that? I think she's the first woman I think I saw on TV who I thought I wanted to be like, who wasn't either domestically based or, I don't know, police woman. Like, she wasn't Juliet Bravo. She was dangerous. She was dreadful.
But she could
and
just,
yet so
yeah, she would run rings around absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
Completely. She's a hero. She's an icon.
Anti-hero, I suppose.
Yeah, she's an anti-hero. She breaks the law for fun. But it's that thing where you've got someone who isn't reliant on the fact that they're a bit cute. She's genuinely a really, really clever
person. Oh, it's her wits,
person,
yeah.
And funny and just wins every time. I mean, she ends up in prison here and there and everything. Well, but she doesn't give a shit.
Nah.
It's just a temporary blip.
Exactly. Because she's just always thinking on her feet. But Lisa Goddard had quite the career. Like I said, she was kind of... She was given as a clue.
Skippy.
She grew up in Australia, right? Her family moved to Australia when she was a teenager. Oh. Then she was in Skippy for a bit. And there's a clip of her on the internet talking about flying to Japan or somewhere weird like that and getting off the plane and seeing all these press on the tarmac and thinking there must be some really famous people on the plane. And they were there for her because there was a huge furore about Skippy in Japan, apparently.
What is it, Skippy? The child stuck down a well? That kind of thing.
The things that kangaroo
can communicate.
But the reality
is Skippy would kick your head in.
Completely. Yeah, they don't like humans, do they? But she had a small part in one of my favourite films, Ooh, You Are Awful, with Dick Emery.
Nice.
Load of old shit, but I do love it. But yeah, she had quite the very career. And when I briefly moved to the Isle of Wight when I was a kid, because my grandparents lived there, we moved in with them for a while, and their next door neighbour, this is relevant, was an old and very, very deaf woman called Miss Piarch. Never heard the surname since or before.
No.
Anyway, Miss Piarch was her name. Not an initial, Piarch, that was her name. And she bred, now it wasn't Labradors, what's the other kind of blonde-looking dog that has slightly longer hair? Yeah,
Golden Retrievers.
And she got some of her Golden Retrievers from Alvin Stardust and Lisa Goddard, who also bred them, apparently. That was their thing. If it's not true, I don't know, but this is what I was told when I was a kid. So I was like dead excited that I was basically allowed to pet some of Alvin Stardust's bred. It was the most thrilling thing of my life. Like in the Isle of Wight, nothing else exciting ever happened.
He wouldn't be touching his fingerprints because he always wears gloves, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. No. So maybe, yes. Yeah. So he wouldn't actually have come into human contact with them. But yeah, no, so they were married for a while, weren't they? I think she was married to Colin Baker.
She was married to Colin Baker for a little while, and then
somebody after Alvin Stardust as well. Mm. But yeah, she was really interesting. She was quite a big figure in my childhood.
And she had the nice 80s perm, and she had a good 80s wardrobe on her.
I
would kind of go for. But yeah. I mean, my family were obsessed with Bergerac, and
my mum was obsessed with Bergerac.
We used to go on holiday to Jersey because my family liked Bergerac.
That's literally why you went.
Yes.
Amazing. I think my mum wanted us to go to Jersey, and actually they went after I left home eventually, but it was entirely again because it has to be the best place ever because we might bump into Jim Bergerac.
One of the best things you can ever do if you're coming back from a holiday on the continent is to make sure you've got the theme tune to Bergerac
dum, dum, dum.
Queued up on your listening device, and then when you fly over Jersey... You can see the map.
Oh, amazing. Because the opening titles feature an aerial shot of the animation or whatever.
Yeah.
Does it change into the logo of Bergerac and
then his
face?
Sadly not. I was waiting.
If you fly over,
when
it,
you fly
it, do
over
that?
It doesn't turn into John Nettle's face, which is a disappointment. But I remember coming back from Spain
amazing.
And listening to it and going...
Too exciting.
It's like suddenly being in your television.
Yeah. It's mad. And we also have to mention, obviously, this is going to, in this podcast, they will come up a lot. I'm not paid to mention them, but there is a band. They're probably the best band in the world. I'm just going to say that now.
Yes, I think I,
you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. They're called Dream Themes. Right. And there's a journalist called Rodri Marsden who writes for lots of newspapers and is a brilliant, funny man. But he and a bunch of like-minded friends have made this band, and they just play old TV theme tunes. They are a tight little bunch of musicians. They are drilled, they're very well rehearsed, and they do gigs, they do weddings.
But they make it look like they're completely chaotic, but they're fantastic.
Pristinely, brilliantly done. And they do the best version of the Bergerac theme tune I've ever seen, including, I think, Dickie, the guitarist, ends up lying down, almost humping his guitar to the final bars of the Bergerac theme tune. It's one of the most sexual things I've ever seen.
It's a reggae theme tune. Since when does... Jersey and hard-nosed detective mysteries have anything to do with...
Don't know.
Reggae music.
I mean, they do in the original theme tune, to give them their due, they do put some very cheesy kind of accordion in that middle section to try to suggest
French
the
reggae.
Continent. Yeah, exactly, which is also a thing, isn't it? But that theme tune will take me straight back there. It also reminds me of the time I did actually meet Bergerac once. Have you ever met Bergerac?
No, I haven't.
Well, I have. Oh. So when I
do, you know, like, genuinely, I would love to. John Nettles, I would just love to hug.
You want to give him a cuddle, don't you?
Yeah, I just want to give him a cuddle.
Sometimes you shouldn't meet heroes because, you know, they turn out to be arseholes. He was not an arsehole.
No,
he was one of the
cuddle.
Most generous people I've ever met. So he was, I don't even know why he said yes to it, because frankly, it looked painful for him, but he was delightful. It was a local theatre group right when I was living in the Midlands. He was at the RSC down the road doing his first big theatre season in years. I think he'd finished Midsummer Murders and fancied doing some board treading. And he was in, I think it was The Winter's Tale or something like that. And they somehow managed to get him to come and present the awards at the end of the it was the Loft Theatre in Leamington Spa, the end of season awards, like for best actor and best actor. It's ridiculous, but great fun. And he's like, sure, I'll come down. Why the hell not? And we were doing like a bit of youth theatre stuff in the interval or whatever. And he came and met us and we're like, oh, there are jobs for you all down the road at the RSC. And like, honestly, the most charming, charming man. And I was just like, one, I couldn't believe that he didn't talk like that, because I thought he talked like that. Mm. He was terribly posh, but completely lovely. And I just thought, you know,
he'd be a good Lear, wouldn't he?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
I hope he's still got that in him, actually. He's about the right age now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to get his skates on and do that, I think.
He's just so, I don't know, you know, he wore Farrah trousers and a terrible jacket, and that car was amazing, though apparently really it was a shit heap and it used to conk out.
Did it break
everything.
Down quite a lot? Yeah. It was an open top.
It was a Jaguar.
Was it burgundy coloured?
Yeah, burgundy.
So it's a bit like an open top version of Inspector Morse. I know they're not the same car. Car geeks. I'm not a car person, as you might be able to tell, but he used to, you know, have one elbow up on the windowsill and be sort of driving along. And there's Jersey Sunshine. He's one of those actors who he went on to do Midsummer Murders, his other big show.
Of course, Lisa was in an episode
was.
Of Midsummer Murders.
They
and I was hoping that, you know, they might have a little bit of a.
They could have been a joke about a diamond or something, but they didn't go there, did they? But they did get to play together again, which was really nice. They did have a good chemistry, those two, I think.
Oh, they did. I mean, it's like sort of unresolved, though resolved later on.
Did they get it on?
They did. There was a Christmas special, which was, it wasn't Treasure Hunt, it was, or was it Old Acquaintance? Where she's trying to nick a bottle of fine wine from somewhere.
So she'd moved on to fine wine, yeah.
Lurking about, and they end up shut in a wine cellar.
Oh, that's right.
They're chatting away, and then it cuts to something else. And when it comes back, she's like just wearing
his
clothes.
God, that's
clearly,
so hot.
I don't know. It's really weird because the chemistry is there and everything. But if you sit and try and imagine it, you kind of go, ooh.
No, I'm finding myself sliding off the chair. Just the thought of it's really exciting.
Should write some fan fiction.
I know, right? I think I will. Philippa Vale and Jim Bergerac.
But she is the one that you could. Legitimately, I think, and practically, you could write a backstory about her. You could
totally.
She could have a spin-off. She could totally have a spin-off.
Oh, she was the charisma and just the all the unsaid stuff about her character. You're totally right. I'd have watched. In fact, they missed a trick there. The old Beeb, because that would have been a terrific Sunday night kind of the adventures of the
Ice Maiden,
sort of Pink Panthery type thing. It would have been fucking fantastic.
Because, you know, she had some morals. She wasn't totally a terrible person.
Now, all of her victims were kind of slightly pompous twats anyway, who sort of deserved it. She always stole from really, really rich people. She was sort of Robin Hood, effectively, who just didn't share the spoils afterwards. That's kind of her thing. It was like it was almost victimless crimes because her victims were boobies and
idiots. All the money would go on wigs for her to
amazing wigs.
To get away and you know, she dressed up as a maid with wire-rimmed glasses.
Yeah. Her disguises were terrifically bad.
They weren't great. And, you know, you kind of did wonder how she got away with it for so long, really, because she was just sort of wearing some shit Smithies.
Well, because she was very clever and the police were very, very stupid, as they always are in these stories. Because they wanted you to root for her. We wanted her to get away with it. Always.
Yeah, they just sort of rolled their eyes at her, really.
Yeah, because she wasn't murdering anyone. She wasn't beating up people. She wasn't mugging old ladies.
No.
She was just stealing a few sparkly things and being very sexy while doing it.
Oh, hello, Bureau des Etrangers. Oh, Philippa Vale, roll eyes. Meh.
Her again. Oh, she's back, is she?
OFFS.
We might have known. We shouldn't have put that big advert in the paper for that huge diamond that was passing through the island this week. Anyway, thank you for bringing her. She is one of my favourite things from the 80s. I'm so glad we got to talk about her.
I love her.
Before you rush off, I don't have any jewels in my box of delights, but I do have...
There's no diamonds in here. Where are the diamonds?
Sorry, there aren't any. You can have a badge if you want.
A cubic zirconia?
Nothing. Nothing so expensive.
What's this question?
Say? Yeah.
I've got two.
Well, pick one.
Oh, I love both of them.
Oh.
Can I quickly do both?
Yeah, you can do it. Right. Yeah.
What is your favourite TV death?
Oh, this is a good one. I mean, there are lots.
Oh, now I've gone blank.
Okay, well, think about that one while you
I'll
read the other
about
one.
That one.
Go on.
Which of the rainbow puppets would you want to deliver your eulogy? Well, it'd have to be Zippy, wouldn't it? I mean, George would just...
He'd bore everyone.
Yeah, and Bungle's just a prick.
He's such a
prick. Have you ever seen the episode where they go camping and he needs to have a wee?
No.
And for once, he's wearing shorts. Like Bungle.
He never
like,
wears
like,
any clothes.
No, he was wearing a vest and shorts and a hat and he decides he needs to go for a wee. And he just hops around on one foot and it's really embarrassing.
He's annoying at the best of times, but that would just be the tin lid, frankly.
I fucking hate Bungle. Zippy is amazing.
Okay, so Zippy's giving your eulogy.
My favourite TV death. What did Daphne die of in Neighbours? Neighbours had some really good deaths, didn't she?
They were quite
Because Kerry Mangle
wasn't she
got
shot
killed
by
some
hunter?
Duck hunters.
That's right. Now that's my favourite.
Duck hunters. I think that was quite a good one.
Didn't Daphne just die of an illness? Was that like a bit of a shit one?
Was it in childbirth? I don't know. She gave birth with her tights on, didn't she? I seem to remember.
She gave birth with her tights on. Holy cow.
Yeah,
I like that. Was it Martine McCutcheon? Someone got killed by a huge wheel of cheese in Midsummer Murders. That was my favourite.
She did, yes.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I think they deliberately... Oh, back to John Nettles.
Well, we have come full circle.
They legitimately took the piss a bit.
Of course they did. They were having terrific fun with it. Yeah, I did enjoy that. I liked that it was her as well.
Yeah, I think it might be that. I think it might be being killed by an enormous wheel of cheese because if you're going to go, why not get killed by a massive cheddar?
Delicious. Vicky, thanks so much for coming. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed @BoxDelightsPod. Come and say hello. Bye.